You all look very beautiful, by the way. So, what comes to mind when you think about design? You might think about something that's attractive, maybe a beautiful piece of architecture, maybe something that's easy to use, like your phone, or maybe a really positive experience, perhaps visiting a local museum and science center. But what's missing in this conversation often is those supporting systems that make any of the products and services that we love possible, right? The day-to-day stuff, the policies, the meetings, the schedules, the paperwork, the good stuff, right? And unfortunately, what you don't pay attention to quickly can break down. It can become confusing and frustrating and just annoying, very problematic, sort of the heart of every Dilbert cartoon, probably. And certainly, one problem may just be annoying. But oftentimes, with these systems, they break down in multiple ways. And those problems that maybe just would be annoying in one isolated sense quickly compound, and they amplify to the point where the stuff that we really care about actually can't get done at all. And you can fix that using design. Because as it turns out, the same thinking that goes into making things attractive or easy to use or giving you a positive experience turns out to be really good at fixing these sort of day-to-day problems as well. And the sort of basic approach and tools to accomplish that are actually easy to learn. So the heart of this approach is really just going out and looking at human experience and taking that insight and looking and understanding sort of the challenges and opportunities that are available. And then finally, using that to sort of envision future possibilities. And what's really nice about this and powerful is it takes something that's really sort of overwhelming and abstract, these problems, and makes them concrete. And this structure works really well whether you're working on a tiny problem or even a sort of very big problem as well. And the design tools are actually available to you right now, right? So for example, you might choose to go out and look at human experience by just finding people and talking to them, right? And taking that feedback and maybe trying to gain some insight by just looking for patterns, right? And then taking those patterns and then maybe testing them out using one or two or maybe more prototypes to kind of find an eventual solution. Now, there is still room for professional designers, right? People who can wield these tools and this approach with great skill. But I invite you to see yourselves as designers, because you can't actually rely on professional designers to solve all your problems. First of all, there's just not enough of us. And also, sort of the biggest problems, the ones that we care most about, are rarely solved by a few expert minds. And finally, you're actually in a place right now to make meaningful change happen, because you're already in the businesses, the corporations, the nonprofits, the governments that have these day-to-day problems. Now, one designer is great, but just imagine the power of many designers, because we're in this together. And the more people see themselves as designers who are empowered to use this approach and use these tools, not only are you going to be able to fix these sort of day-to-day problems that challenge us today, but it actually creates the space for us to solve the most important problems that we have together. Thank you.